It's time for Mark Cass, who is the editor-in-chief of the Milwaukee Business Journal. So, Mark, the state legislature passed that shared revenue bill. What's next? And how soon might we start paying higher sales tax in the city and county?
This will be interesting to watch, because what's next is that it will have to go to the city council and to the Milwaukee County Board, who will have to approve it. Whether that happens or not, we'll see. I think there's a lot of support for it. This is something that was kind of interesting. I went back and looked. We've been talking about this for 8 or 9 years. That's how long they've been talking about a sales tax in Milwaukee. Finally was approved at state level, now in the city's hands. There are some aldermen who are concerned about it, who are saying that some of the things in the legislation which impede on local control are not things any of them like. But I think what they're missing on this is that that's not what they're going to be asked to approve. They're going to be asked to approve the sales tax increase in Milwaukee and in Milwaukee County. So no matter if they approve those sales things or not, all those regulations are still going into place because they come from the state. So here's a case where the city's looking for money. We've all read the stories about the need for the money, how it would be used, police, fire, EMS, and then obviously with the pension issues. Is there a chance to get this? Because if not, the alternatives are not good for the city if this money is not in place. So I think over time it will get it approved. It'll just be a matter of when and how ugly it gets along the way.
Ooh, well, speaking of the state legislature, I understand we're going to get more details this coming week on the Republican proposal to fund that maintenance and renovation work at Amfam Field. They're saying they're going to have it on the governor's desk by Independence Day. What do you think is going to happen?
This one, another interesting to watch, but I think it's going to include a number of things. One, it's going to include money paid every year by athletes who play in our state. And this is something you and I talked about when we wrote about it about a month ago, and that is about $12 million that's actually paid every year when all these athletes, whether it's somebody like LeBron James or others, they have to pay income taxes on this. I think now that the revenue thing has gone through the state legislature and the city and the county are getting more money, I think they're going to ask the city and county to ante up and to be part of this plan. I'm not sure how much, but I think that's something I've heard over and over again is that the impact is here in our area of the state, and the city and county should help with that. I think you'll see something from the state, nowhere near what Evers had asked for, and then you may see them ask something from the team. I know they've not said up front what they would be doing as part of this, but over and over again, you've probably heard this from people, I've heard this from people, saying, why isn't the team who we pay the money to, who's paying these millionaires to play the game, why aren't they involved with this project? And the argument from their sake is that as part of the lease, I think, though, they're going to have to show how invested they are here. I think it's very important, though, Libby, that this thing has got to get done, because you want to commit the Brewers to staying here for a long time, and that's what it does here, because if they do this, remember, the Brewers have agreed to extend their lease through 2043. So this is a big deal for Milwaukee.
Oh, I think you're so correct on that one. Now, what about Harley-Davidson? I understand they're putting the brakes literally
on
production.
Right?
Yeah,
That was a bad pun there.
I know. I'm so sorry. But it's not happening here. It's happening in York, Pennsylvania,
right.
And it's all about supplies. What does this mean financially for Harley-Davidson here in Milwaukee?
You know, this is another one. This actually happened to them about 6 or 9 months ago where they had to stop production and it impacted their finances. To have it happen again is not good, especially in the current environment where they're trying to grow their sales or trying to really work on that. They're also at a time when the economy, we're not in a slowdown, but we're in one of those things where everyone's kind of watching the economy. What's going to happen over the next 6 months? Are we going to see a recession? And if so, how does that impact Harley because of their high-end models they try and sell? So it's just a continuation of some issues. That's obviously important to Harley. You have to have quality. Can't have any issues with your parts. So I think obviously made the right move. It's just be real interesting to watch what the impact is for them on revenue, which is so important right now.
Say it isn't so, Mark. Wauwatosa's not letting Chick-fil-A in.
I mean, there's a controversy in Wauwatosa. I can't believe that's the case. That never happens, right? This is a case of traffic. We've all seen the long lines at a Chick-fil-A, no matter if it's 8 o'clock in the morning or midnight. It seems like there always is a line to get that chicken sandwich. I've kind of lost. I like it, but I would never wait in line as long as people do for that chicken sandwich. So there's a concern that that's going to spill out onto Mayfair Road, what that would mean to the area. So we'll see if they move it to a new location, if they come back for it. But Wauwatosa's kind of holding their own and saying it just would impact that area. Kind of interesting to me because that is one of the most heavily traveled streets in the region already. But every time something gets kind of looked at there, there's always concern about traffic.
Yeah, but the line always goes fast.
Finally. The line goes fast, but I can see you in the morning. What time are you in line? Like 8 or 9 for kind of your chicken on the way into the office? Or what do you do?
Always with extra pickles.
There you go.
Speaking about all that fun food and fun time, Summerfest is going to open for the first of its 3 weekends on Thursday. How are those sponsorships going this year? And how is the weekend only format working out?
They've had another strong year on sponsorships. Everyone knows they lost Harley a couple years ago, that they did replace it with Generac. They did some other switches this year. They brought in some new sponsors. So, I mean, from a sponsorship standpoint, I think they're strong. I think what everyone's going to be watching this year, this will be the third year of this new three-weekend approach. They tried one in fall. That didn't work very well for them, obviously. They tried one last summer. We were just coming out of COVID, and it did okay. I think they really want to watch this year and see how it goes in terms of attendance, in terms of sales. I think it comes down to weather, of course. Weather has a huge impact. I think from talking to some of the restaurants who are down there and some of the others who really like this new format, because you're not going 12 days straight. You get a little break. Also hitting the weekends where they feel that they're going to get the largest crowds. I think it'll be reevaluated after this one, but I'd be surprised if it changed. I think they like this. I think it gives them a chance to have some huge name acts come to this. So I think it's really going to be interesting to watch, but I figure I will see you there next Thursday. I'll see you there probably with a hot dog and a beer as you head to see. Who are you going to see, Libby? Who's your number one?
You know, there's so many to choose from. How about you?
I'm going to Styx. Huge fan of Styx.
Oh.
I'm going to see Sheryl Crow. And there's a couple others, but I know you'll be down there eating that hot dog and drinking one beer only, right?
With my lighter on in the middle of all those encores. Hey, listen, Mark. See you at Summerfest.
All right, Libby. You have a great week.
You too. Take care.